It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
This week, myself and James Shaw discussed the passing of the Crown Minerals Amendment Bill last week and how this move away from fossil fuels affects the global position on climate change. We also talked briefly about the Green Party's support for drug regulation over drug prohibition. I began by asking James to briefly explain what the Crown Minerals Amendment Bill does.
Yeah, so what the Crown Minerals Amendment Bill does is to stop future issuance of new exploration permits. So what I mean by exploration is simply going out and looking for new sources of oil and gas. It doesn't put a stop to existing extraction, right? So, you know, there's obviously a number of platforms that are out there and have been out there for decades. They will continue to run until their natural life. The other thing is that there's also a whole stack of existing exploration permits, so it doesn't put a stop to those, but when those expire, whether or not they result in a find, that'll be the end of exploration in our oceans for new oil and gas.
Why is ending offshore oil and gas exploration so important for the future of New Zealand?
Well, I mean, it's important for the future of the world, actually. So we're the second country after France to end oil and gas exploration. Basically, it's because fossil fuels, when they're burned, contribute the primary source of pollution in our atmosphere that causes climate change. And we know that over the coming decades, we've got to get our greenhouse gas emissions right down, and that means we need to stop burning fossil fuels. About 80% of the world's existing reserves of oil and gas cannot be burned if we're going to stay within the safe temperature range of 1.5 to 2 degrees of global warming. So to us, it doesn't really make any sense to go looking for new sources of oil and gas when you've still got so much of the world's existing reserves that can't be used.
Just going back to the fact that we're the second country, you said, including France. So is this step sort of unusual? Is it something that other nations are working towards doing as well? Or are we still waiting for people to jump on the bandwagon?
No, we're still waiting for a lot of people to jump on the bandwagon. But we do know that, we and France and about half a dozen other countries are sort of at the leading edge of action on climate change, and that is starting to snowball. So it's one of those things where everyone's frightened to go first because it exposes them, but once somebody does go first, it's easier for other countries to get on board, and you can sort of start to see that happening around the world.
How do you think the New Zealand public consensus on the matter is sort of focusing? Do you think some people may be sort of questioning how much of a difference New Zealand is making on this matter, if it's just New Zealand and France?
Yeah, look, when it comes to climate change, I think a lot of New Zealanders, do still question why it is that New Zealand is taking strong action, given that we contribute such a small portion of the global total. But as I keep saying, if you add up all of the countries that each individually emit 1% or less of the global total, well, together we add up to somewhere between 25 and 30% of the global total. And so small countries acting together can make a difference. I mean, that 25% is more than the United States, it's more than China, it's more than the European Union, it's more than India. So it is important for every country to do its bit.
What does the Green Party hope the next step will be when it comes to oil and gas exploration in New Zealand? Is it stopping it completely? Is there more to be done? Or are we just waiting for countries across the world to follow suit?
Well, the next step really for us is to pass the Zero Carbon Bill. That provides an overall framework, not just around fossil fuels, but right across our whole economy to deal with all of our emissions and ensure that we've got a sort of really well-planned pathway towards a low emissions economy in the future. And that should provide some context for, kind of not just our government, but all future governments in terms of the kinds of decisions they make, including those around the future of oil and gas.
Perfect. So just moving on to drug harm reduction. The New Zealand Drug Foundation has released a report that calls for regulation over prohibition of drugs. And it was also a report that was focused on by the Global Commission of Drug Policy. What is the Green Party's position on this matter?
Well, I mean, we have always said that we should be treating drug use as a health issue rather than as a criminal issue. And that actually by treating it as a criminal issue, it makes things worse. Rather than better. And if you look at some, the evidence from around the world, there's a number of US states, there's Canada, Portugal and other jurisdictions that have got quite a different approach to it. So they sort of say, well, they have some version of a regulated market as we do with alcohol and cigarettes. And in Portugal, which is probably the, I guess, the most kind of advanced jurisdiction in terms of how they treat drug use, they saw a short-term increase in drug use, and then what happens is it's actually fallen right back. And actually, you know, they've really just focused on helping people to work their way out of the sort of the sense that they need drugs to get by. And that is really what we'd like to see here. I mean, there are something like 50,000 Kiwis who desperately, you know, need help for their drug and alcohol issues, and I think that's where we should focus our attention.
What would drug regulation look like in New Zealand? What would need to change to move away from a punishment-based system?
Well, I mean, that's a debate that we have yet to have. I mean, our preferred approach is for what we call a regulated market, which I guess is analogous to what we've got with alcohol and cigarettes. So what you say is, you know, you know, yes, it's legal, but it's heavily regulated. So, you can't just buy it anywhere. You can't advertise. You know, it's fairly steeply taxed to try and make sure that people have to think twice when they're buying it and so on. And then you use the revenue from that to pay for health and addiction services.
Do you think this is a move that could happen reasonably soon, potentially with cannabis?
Well, I hope so. I mean, we did say in our confidence and supply agreement with the government that there would be a referendum at or before the next election about cannabis, recreational cannabis use. And it really does feel like public opinion on this has tipped quite substantially. We know that a huge number of people in prison are there basically as a result of comparatively minor drug use charges, which have been compounded to the point that they're in prison, and, you know, all of the kind of associated wrongs that go with that. So I really sense that the public mood on this has shifted in the last few years.
Do you think, say, perhaps once cannabis has sort of come under this regulatory system, do you think the public opinion would be more open to other harder drugs coming under a regulation system, or do you think there's still a lot to do?
I suspect not. If you went out and talked to kind of your average Kiwi right now, I think that the mood has really shifted on cannabis, especially in relation to medicinal cannabis use, and I think also on recreational use. I suspect it hasn't moved terribly much on other drugs, and you know, given the damage that you see being caused by pee, for example, I suspect that the public's got a fairly hard mood about that.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.